It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's
yes, it's extension 720, but it's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. Well, we've talked a lot about the construction industry from time to time, but a lot of the talk is geared towards the challenges of the overall industry, whether it be development or recruitment or building, not the actual site work. So let's change that. Tonight, we talk with one of the project managers at FH Passion. The construction company has taken on some big projects in Chicago, including O'Hare Airport, a new 95th Street Red Line L station. And Antonia Winfrey is one of the only African-American women running construction sites in Chicago. She's a project manager who worked on the 95th Street station. She continues to work for Passion, a company she's been with for 12 years, and helms a mentorship program, including teaching the construction trade to kids at Westinghouse High School. We met up at the new L station at 95th and the Dan Ryan to talk about her career and her path of being an African-American woman in a white male-dominated world. So how did you get into this business? First, before you got with Passion, where'd you find the passion to do this work?
It started with my mom and her passion for keeping a roof over our head. She owned a building, and she was the building manager of the building. It was a three-flat. And we weren't able to have people come out, plumbers and electricians, to come out in order to service the building. So if we had a runny pipe, we had to fix it. Mm-hmm. And if we wanted to put new tile down, then we had to figure out how to do that work as well.
You had to do it yourself, right.
So it was something that hard work, that work ethic, was something that my mom has instilled in me. And it was something that I really enjoyed doing. It was something that kept... It brought us closer together, and I wanted to continue that going forward.
There's a lot of stories you'll hear of people who do get into construction, who do get into engineering, or who have similar stories. They had to do it as a kid. But there's also the stories of people not being encouraged to do it, or
right.
Especially women, who it's like, this is not going to be an industry or a profession for you, so we don't encourage it. But it seems like that was different for you.
Right. One of the main things that's so weird to me, it's weird now, is this idea that you don't see yourself doing something. When you're growing up, everyone is taught that you can do and be whatever you want.
Right.
But with these exceptions, like you can't do this because, or like you can't be a skater, a figure skater, because you don't have any lessons, which is completely fine, but you study and you practice for that, and you study at a young age and practice for that, and you see yourself doing that because you see other people doing it as well. So it's nice to be able to see other women like myself working, and also encouraging other women in order to pursue this role as well.
There's a difference between studying for this stuff and even being able to do it yourself and looking in the books, because obviously with construction, there's a lot that goes into the hands-on. Talk about when you got to that point, when you got all the studying done from college and it was time to get on a construction site.
Oh, I was so excited. You studied all this time, and you don't know if you're good enough or if someone is going to like you. So you go out onto the job site, and you see all these big machines, and everyone's moving around. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone is serving the same goal. And it was very intimidating originally, but you get used to it. You get used to being the odd man out, and you get to work. So it's really nice to be able to do that.
The field, the construction field, is predominantly men.
Yes.
And in most cases, predominantly white men. That's been a fight to push against that.
I've seen that, too.
You've seen that, too. So when you, as a black female, get into those situations where you're going to be working on a construction site, you are pretty much on your own. You're the only one that looks like you.
Yes.
What is that like for you to start? Is it just really about just getting to work?
Well, so... You have to go back to school, too, because I was the only person that looked at like me when I was in college. And my mom, when I was telling her what I wanted to be in construction, she was like, good luck with that. Because, you know, it is the boys club, and you get used to it. You get more comfortable in your own skin. It's about being comfortable in who you are. And being able to communicate with other people in order to get your point across.
Right.
And people have those challenges regardless of what they look like. I do have another set of challenges, but I have another set of goals as well, too, for it.
it's one thing to be on a construction site, to be one of the guys, if you will, but it's another to be a project manager and to be in charge and to make sure everything's running on time, everybody's doing their job. Talk about the transition for you to get to where you're at now as a project manager.
I was a project engineer for Passion for about 7 years, and I've been a project manager with Passion for about 7 years now, too. And I was seeing my project manager. I was working at Sarah E. Good STEM Academy, and I was like, I could do his job. Don't tell him that.
Don't tell him that.
I just emailed him about something completely different. But it was something that I could see myself doing that work, and not everyone is as receptive as others.
What does it take to be a good project manager? For us who are, I don't know anything about the construction industry. What makes a good project manager?
Your knowledge. No one can take away your knowledge. No one. No matter who you are, your knowledge is something that's very important. And then your ability to communicate your knowledge. And then also, there's a certain level of risk that's associated with the work that we do. And there's a certain level of quality that we need to maintain. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you're able to, A, figure out what those risks that are involved, and then also being able to communicate and make sure that the work is done with quality and also safely as well.
Right.
So I wouldn't say that it's has anything to do with my race primarily. It really has everything to do with my passion for the work that I do and my ability to communicate or to see something and say if there's an issue and being able to elevate anything that occurs.
We'll hear a lot of this, and we're even hearing it when we're talking about some of the things that might be changing in Springfield and Chicago. When it comes to minority-owned or minority construction, when more and more minorities get involved in construction projects, you'll see different wards say, we want to make sure that this is a black-run construction site, or we want to make sure that there's more minorities involved in the process. Do you see that happening? Or all the talk that we might see in the newspaper or from our politicians, do you actually see a sea change happening in construction in Chicago?
I do. There's a lot more minority and women-owned businesses that are coming up, and they are really being very competitive with the non-minority businesses, which is a wonderful thing to be able to own your own business and start your work from the ground up.
Okay, so we're standing in the 95th Street Station here, the Red Line Station. You've got a site right across the way that you're doing. It's raining, so we won't go over there. But, you know, what does it feel like to be able to look at things that you've completed or that you're involved in that have an impact on the city of Chicago and the community that you live?
It starts out very small for me. My grandmother, who is turning 99, by the way, in like the next 2 weeks.
Oh, happy birthday, early.
I'm able to take her to these places and show her the work that we did. Not only is that fun for me, after all of the blood, sweat, and tears that goes on to these projects, but also being able to take up some plans and envision something that doesn't exist yet is one of my favorite parts of my job.
The other part of your job, which you seem to be really involved in and passionate about, it is training young women and people interested in construction in the city of Chicago. You're part of the mentoring program at Passion, but you've got a bunch of kids that you want to introduce to STEM and introduce to engineering. How'd you come about with that?
So it was the vice president at the time, Chuck Freiheit, brought that to my attention. It was Westinghouse was very close to where I grew up. I had a couple of neighbors that went to that school, very close friends of mine that went to that school. So it was once he brought that to my attention and told me what they wanted to do, which was to start a mentorship program with Westinghouse, I really jumped at the opportunity because it's something so important to be able to say, you could do this. You could be you could do something that you didn't imagine that you were able to do. So being able to be a part of that program and showing these young ladies and African-American and Hispanic males that they are able to do something that they would not originally imagine is so important to me because I'm able to go to a job site and they can see that she's physically there. She's physically talking and communicating with the subcontractors and the owners. I couldn't imagine a better way to give back to my community.
Anthony Winfrey is the project manager at FH Passion. And thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to us and one of the projects that you guys completed, the 95th Street Red Line Station. And good luck with the new construction across the street. And I know that I'm assuming that your break is almost up. So
thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you.